You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're still getting developing news on this Louisiana chemical plant. I don't believe there have been any deaths, but we have had multiple injuries. The explosion had occurred earlier this morning, and it touched off a fire at a petrochemical plant, which is about 20 miles south of Baton Rouge, and I don't know how far west of New Orleans, but it is west of New Orleans. For those of you that aren't too familiar with the Louisiana geography, but they said early tests did not indicate dangerous levels of chemicals around the plant in Geismar, but area residents were told to remain indoors with doors and windows closed. Apparently, according to a spokeswoman for the State Department of Environmental Quality, Jean Kelly, said helicopters took three or four people from the plant owned by the Williams companies, and ground ambulances had to take 30 people. No other details about the injuries right now, except 8 victims were taken to Baton Rouge General Medical Center. More were expected. From what we understand, workers had scrambled over gates and ran from the plant, according to CBS News, when they heard the explosion. Apparently, the ground shook, and then there was a quote-unquote ball of fire. Pretty scary stuff. As we get any more information, we'll keep you posted. According to the company's website, per CBS News, they say the plant puts out about 1.3 billion pounds of ethylene and 90 million pounds of polymer-grade propylene a year. I'm not sure what caused the fire. And what the status is of the people injured. We will keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, what we're following is this derecho warning. All right. Now, this weather phenomenon we've been hearing over the past couple of days, derecho. See, derecho in Spanish means straight, derecha, to the right. And, again, I don't know why meteorologists are using that term, all right, because I apologize, I'm not a meteorologist, but it is a cluster of thunderstorms, according to weather program manager of National Weather Service, Jim Keeney, in Kansas City, Missouri. It says it's a cluster of thunderstorms that congeal into a line, and that line will then start moving east or southeast, hence to the right, as it progresses. The winds increase, produce damage along the path. So as opposed to an isolated thunderstorm that could cause a tornado, this is huge miles of storms. Okay? And they say there's hail, lightning, winds, etc. They think this has the potential to affect more than 1 in 5 Americans. All right? From Iowa to Maryland as it moves. They say right now, basically from eastern Iowa to northern Illinois and to northern Indiana, we have a high risk of severe weather potential. All right? And then, of course, that could be changing as you know, we get these reports. And like I said, tornadoes are more isolated, whereas derecho is a huge weather event that could cover states. I mean, not only counties, states, huge. All right? They say the winds of these derecho can actually exceed 75 miles an hour. It could run for hundreds of miles. Okay? A lot. Tornadoes hit a bunch of people, but on a smaller scale. Derecho may not be as severe as a tornado, but it could affect more people in a wider area of the country. So they said they've even seen derechos cause 90 miles an hour winds. So, you know, keep your eyes and ears and open there, right? If you do live in the area, can't be in an area that's less concerning, make sure you do the same things you would do with tornado warnings. Get yourself to a basement, be in a closet, downstairs, away from glass, away from windows. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, we're getting a little bit of updated news here. I'm looking at this as well. Let me see here. Okay, yeah, if you want state by state, all right, state by state look, I would say go to It's Crohn.com News. C-H-R-O-N. They're basically telling us where things are at between Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. They're talking about flooding, flash flood warning, winds, hail, etc. And they'll give you up to date. Apparently in Wisconsin, there was a partial roof collapse at a Walmart in Lake Delton. Two employees were left with minor injuries as heavy rain and high winds spread across southern Wisconsin. There was also street flooding in the village of Buscobo. And then I guess 911 center had to be evacuated in West Virginia because of flash flooding. So state-by-state look on Crohn.com, and we'll keep you guys posted as we go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the inspector who had surveyed that Philadelphia building before it collapsed last week and killed six people has committed suicide. Apparently, 52-year-old Inspector Ronald Wagenhofer was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound in a pickup truck Wednesday, last night. He was a 16-year veteran of the Department of Licensees and Inspections and had inspected the building May 14th. That was the last inspection before the fatal accident. Now, according to Deputy Mayor Everett Gillison, he says the department is in mourning and Wagenhofer did nothing wrong. Police said Wagenhofer sent his wife a text message before shooting himself in the chest. His wife had discovered the body. The building, he's also left behind a son. The building, I guess, according to CBS News, was being demolished when it had, remember, it was set to be demolished when it had collapsed June 5th. But it collapsed onto a neighboring Salvation Army thrift store. That killed two employees and four customers. Now, police have come out saying one of the heavy equipment operators, remember we discussed, had been actually high on marijuana, possibly had narcotics in the system. So the city's top prosecutor is now convening a grand jury to look into the collapse. If it wasn't the building inspector's fault, this would be another tragedy upon an already huge tragedy. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, we'll talk about the Supreme Court ruling today on genes and if things in human nature could be patented or not, and how fingernail growth could be the clue to limb degeneration for those of us who lose a limb. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You bet I do. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. You know, I really don't think a lot of us hosts appreciate you all as much as we should, okay, because I wouldn't be where I was today if it wasn't for you all listening. So thank you guys so much. Also, without the help of GCN, XM Satellite, Talk Superstation, and all the affiliates out there, thank you guys so, so much. Big also thanks to Pawn Stars for having me on a third time tonight. I think it's called Dog Day Afternoon. All right. Not sure if because I'm on, it's called Dog Day. Not too sure. But it's supposed to be a pretty cool show. We're talking about a Civil War medical syringe that we used to treat syphilis with. Pretty cool stuff. So pretty excited. Make sure you guys tune in to 6:30 Eastern Time for Pawn Stars. All right. You know, before we move into some of the other stories today, you know, a couple stories have come out, which I think we just need to talk about for just a few minutes here, okay? There was a news anchor who is, I guess, being criticized for making a homophobic slur. Now, when I, you know, looked at this going, why would a news anchor do that? Okay, you don't, I mean, you don't, you know, if you're allowed to be on news, you know, why would you do that? Well, I take a look at the video footage, and I see what happened. When he started the story, "I pledge allegiance to the flag," he at first didn't say flag. He left out the L. Then he quickly corrected himself and said flag. Okay, he didn't look like he was giggling. It didn't look like he did it on purpose. But now people are saying, well, you know, could it have been a Freudian slip? He had been starting to talk about the Boy Scout issue. And he missed saying that one consonant when he said flag. So some people think, oh, no, he did that on purpose. That's just too coincidental. Yet for me, who have made lots of blunders with words, right? You know, I make sure I try to enunciate as clear as possible. When you're on air, that kind of stuff happens. Okay? Now, you know, we always talk about freedom of speech and how we shouldn't be persecuted for what we say. If he didn't even mean anything by it, all right? Although somebody will say if he didn't mean anything by it, he's still protected by the First Amendment. But if he didn't mean anything by it, and it was just a slip, okay, and he corrected himself within microseconds, okay? It wasn't that he joked and goes, oops, I meant flag. It wasn't like that. He goofs, he goes, flag. And then he goes on, you know, where's our freedom of speech protection? Now, I don't know if he's going to lose his job. From what I understand, management didn't make him apologize. He spent the rest of the day apologizing. He said, look, it was just a slip, etc. But where's the freedom of speech? Okay, and where's the protection? I looked at this video. I think it just slipped. And, you know, of course, I'm kind of nervous about this because I'm a radio host. And, you know, when you broadcast 3 hours a day, you go, you know, I mean, it happens. All right, and you'll sometimes be reading a word, or I'll be reading an article from one of the news agencies, and they'll have a typo. And I'll accidentally read the typo. You know, and, you know, where's our First Amendment protection? Now, in bigger news, apparently Arizona Senator Jeff Flake has to apologize for his teen son's Facebook rants and slurs on Twitter and Facebook. From what we understand, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, a devout Mormon and family man, has had to apologize for homophobic, racist, and anti-Semitic comments posted online by his teenage son. Now, his teenage son, Tanner, posted offensive remarks in February and March. In one message, he threatened the blank who stole his motorcycle from a church parking lot and frequently used the N-word in a series of Facebook postings. Of course, a Republican lawmaker said he was very disappointed. The language is unacceptable anywhere. I agree. I don't understand what the word is, because the word he used is an F, and it ends all the way. So anyway, Senator's son goes on Twitter, goes on Facebook with a rant. I think there are words that are inappropriate. Okay. I think there are absolute words that are inappropriate that we really don't need to use. All right? They're hateful. They're not, you know, but many of you still say, look, okay, what is freedom of speech? What does freedom of speech protect? Do we now have a certain vocabulary we can't use? Now, he wrote, say something hilarious, and I guarantee that we'll say it louder and get all the credit due. Jew? Was he writing to a Jew? I don't know. Well, anyway, from what we understand, the kid locked his Twitter account, of course, because it embarrasses the dad, etc. But, you know, what is the difference between somebody going on a rant, all right, saying bad words, saying homophobic, racist, anti-Semitic words, or somebody who's a news anchor that just accidentally says something that could be misconstrued, quickly corrects himself within seconds? What's the difference between these two cases? All right, well, one could be intent, the other not. But as we discuss freedom of speech, okay, in many more years to come, I am starting to see an evolving of where freedom of speech, depending on certain things, okay, like certain things will qualify and allow you to have freedom of speech. I mean, truly, with the Constitution, you should be, no matter how hateful and stupid the stuff is coming out of this teenager's mouth. Freedom of speech is supposed to allow protection for anything we say, whether it's pro-Washington administration or against Washington administration, whether it's pro our neighbor or against our neighbor, whether it's a cuss word or a non-cuss word. And by the way, a lot of words have been turning cuss words that used to not. Whether it's you disliking somebody of a certain creed or not, our Freedom of Speech Amendment does protect us from that. But we don't benefit from the protection, okay, when, A, you do something idiotic like this. All right, I mean, because Twitter and Facebook, for crying out loud, I mean, that is public. You are going to get some backlash. Now, somebody will say, well, wait a second, well, that denial of freedom means you're not going to get arrested. Okay, this kid is probably not going to get arrested. So you're right. Then maybe that's what the freedom means. We really need to interpret what this First Amendment is. Okay? Now, what about the news anchor? He's not going to get arrested, but what if he gets fired? What if he gets fired because a community decides to boycott because they think it was a Freudian slip? Freudian slips happen all the time. Freudian slip is where you could possibly be thinking about something, and then as you speak, it accidentally comes out into the speech. So let's say you're talking to a woman that you may be attracted to, or a man you're attracted to. We'll use the case for woman, let's say. And she's asking about the bolus. Let's say it's a nurse talking about a bolus of fluid. And you could say you could take your boobs, take your bolus, take the bolus, and do that every 20 minutes or whatever. You see what I mean? That would be then a Freudian slip if somebody was thinking about boobs. Okay? I mean, these things happen all the time. But what I am noticing is there's boycotts that happen. For example, like Komen for the Cure. All right? They wanted to withhold funding to Planned Parenthood, and they wanted to reorganize and strategize where their donations were going to. They had no freedom to do that. Congress got involved. Now, somebody said, well, Dr. Dyer, that's really not freedom of speech. That's not speech. That's where they want to put their donations and fund. But still, don't you have a freedom to act or put your money where you want to or have a certain mission statement? I don't think we have freedom of speech anymore. Now, mind you, a teenager that goes on racist rants, homophobic rants, anti-Semitic rants on Facebook and Twitter, he's an idiot. And true, he's not getting arrested for it because the First Amendment protects that. But when somebody does that, it seems to affect everything else involved, everything else associated. All right, look at what happened with Chick-fil-A. Right. Chick-fil-A had made some of their political reasons known. Okay, you'd think freedom of speech would be allowed to, and boy, was there a backlash. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens to this news anchor. We'll see what happens to the senator. I mean, kids do stupid things, and yeah, of course, it may people may use this against him in the next election. I'm sure the opposing side will. But I just see less and less freedom of speech. Right? It's just something where you can't say things. You can't make jokes in an office that could be a dirty joke because somebody could find that offensive and boom, accuse you of sexual harassment. All right? What exactly is freedom of speech? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. Freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This was kind of an important ruling. Not only do we talk about medical and health stuff, but we also talk about things that have to do with economics and jobs and employment, et cetera, because it all affects us. Well, apparently a key ruling happened within the last 2 days regarding interns and paying interns or not paying interns. And from what we understand, Fox Searchlight Pictures has lost a key ruling in a long-running legal fight with former interns who worked on 2010's Black Swan movie and other movie productions, saying they should have been paid. U.S. District Judge William Pauley issued a summary judgment on Tuesday in New York saying Fox Searchlight violated minimum wage laws by not paying interns. The judge also certified a class action for interns who worked for Fox Entertainment Group, the parent of Fox Searchlight. Apparently, this stems from a lawsuit back in September 2011 filed by former interns Eric Glatt and Andrew Footman, who allegedly said they performed menial tasks like retrieving lunch for other workers that should have been assigned to paid employees of Fox Searchlight. The former interns alleged that the internship program violated minimum wage and overtime laws. So, according to the judge now, they should have been employees under New York labor law and federal Fair Labor Standards Act. Okay, the Fair Labor Standards Act includes six criteria for differentiating between an employee who is entitled to pay and an individual who can be unpaid. Under the criteria, an unpaid intern would need to derive a benefit from the work and not displace a regular employee. The training is meant to be similar to what could be had at a vocational school. All right. So for those of you that have quote unquote interns and, you know, you look at them as some cheap labor, you may need to redefine this. Now, you know, me as a doctor, when I was in medical school, you were an intern, but you were only an intern after you graduated medical school and it was part of your residency. You actually got paid. Now, you might have averaged only $1.60 an hour, but we didn't complain because we were getting some money. And, you know, when you do 36-hour shifts back-to-back, it could have even been less. I think at the time, you were making $32,000, I think, a year. $32,000, which is good. Very good. And you can ask to put off paying back some of your student loans. You still have to, you still have to try and support yourself and pay your bills, et cetera. But it was something. But $32,000 a year for 36-hour back-to-back shifts. Some of these shifts were 100-plus hour weeks. Some of these, weeks were 100-plus. It was some tough times. But you got paid a little bit of money. It was okay. But the reason why we put up with that is because it's your on-the-job training. It's like your vocational aspect of medical school. It's your hands-on experience. It's just par for the course. Now, the intern workforce is huge in many communities, especially entertainment. Okay, many people get their start working as an intern. Where the benefit is from being an intern is you are now talking to Robert Redford, Glenn Close. If you're grabbing people's lunches, you are having one-on-one experience with them. Now, some of the stars blow off the interns. Some of the stars will actually shoot the breeze with you. And if they like you, you are dealing with the most powerful people. What kind of blows my mind about this, even though they're probably right, they should get paid for those menial tasks, okay? Because I've seen what happens to interns. Even though they're right, there are people that would kill to be able to be an intern on the set of a Brad Pitt movie, of a George Clooney movie, etc. You know, many people we went to school with in California, they got to do just that. You know, one was able to sit there and eat lunch with, I guess, Robert Redford. Imagine a 15-minute lunch with Robert Redford. People donate hundreds of thousands of dollars at charities to get 15 minutes alone with a star, to be able to sit and talk to and gain rapport. All right. Didn't Han Solo, who's Han Solo? Harrison Ford. Didn't Harrison Ford make it because he was a carpenter and he was doing some jobs and Steven Spielberg noticed him and so they talked, etc.? This is how things sometimes happen. Now, you know, you don't really hear that many of those stories anymore. I mean, there's so many out there. But, you know, when they say, look, there has to be a benefit, you would need to derive a benefit from the work in order to be an intern. All right. You as an employer needs to show that there's a benefit. So, like, for example, if let's say you're a medical student and you have to intern somewhere, they need to show proof of credit hours. They need to show proof of them having learned, etc. And the burden of proof is on the employer, by the way. All right, and the reason why this is so important for you guys to know is because having to go back and pay wages and pay overtime, okay, if that intern stuck around for 50 hours that week or 60 hours that week, overtime, time and a half, plus the cost of living increase in interest, you guys could be looking at multiple thousands of dollars for each intern you've ever had. This is an extremely important ruling. Now, for us, you know, in my medical office, we always have people that ask to intern. I don't take them. If they're a part of a nursing school and they need to log hours, I will then maybe let them come in. All right? But I don't use them for cheap labor. I have them taught. See, a lot of offices, it's great. It's a free nurse. You have somebody now taking blood pressure cuffs, blood pressure, et cetera, but see, no, not for me. Not for me, because I want experienced people working with my patients. So for me, no, I really don't substitute that. I mean, even though a lot of people do, like, well, you could substitute an intern. Now it saves you money. And it does. I mean, and it basically is the incentive for employers to take on interns. That's the other thing. What incentive is there for employers to take on an intern if they have to still pay him? Then they might as well not have an internship program and just take on regular staff. Now, on the flip side, we have a report here that Google pays interns $6,000 a month as competition for tech talent grows. They say students are given free housing, free food, perks. They can use the office bowling alley. Microsoft and Amazon pay more than $5,500 a month. Are you kidding me? That is, oh my gosh, gym membership, etc. They say Google student opportunities are already coveted even before the release of, I guess, you know that movie Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, right? You know, the Google interns. I had no idea. I thought you beg to get a job there, and that's why you work for free. They say on average over there, interns are paid $5,800 a month. Oh my gosh, that's better than most jobs out there. The equivalent full-time salary for a Google intern is $72,000, about $30,000 higher for an average starting salary for graduates. Figures from the National Association of College and Employers in January showed the average salary for graduates working in their study field was $44,000. I mean, then just become an intern, and then you're a part of Google. Candidates have to pass 2 45-minute technical phone interviews. They could be asked to write a code. Once accepted, they face interviews with up to 5 departments to determine where they will fit best. Although interns are not allowed to discuss their time at Google afterwards, a 20-year-old University of Illinois student did offer insight into the competitive application process. He said after 3 months and several interviews after applying, he was able to be at the Manhattan View headquarters. He was put up in free corporate housing with 3 other interns from Argentina and Ukraine as roommates. They got free shuttle buses, cycles to get around, free food, $6,000 a month pay. Blows your mind, people. Blows your mind. All right, guys, don't go away. Talk about the Supreme Court ruling today. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. And follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Tonight, don't forget to watch Pawn Stars, one of my favorite shows ever, because I just love history, and even more so because I get to be on it every now and then. So I'm on it again tonight, third time I've been on the show to discuss a Civil War medical syringe. I'm pretty excited about that. Can't give you guys any more scoop, but it's pretty cool stuff, except that the syringe was used to treat syphilis. So it's going to be kind of fun. Can't wait. Always nervous about how I look on TV, but the guys at Pawn Stars are great. Phenomenal show. Make sure to check it out. All right, so today we had one of the Supreme Court rulings that many people in the medical industry were kind of concerned about, and more patients and people were concerned about, because it had to do with genetic testing. Now, what centered around this controversy was the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 gene mutations, right? The Supreme Court ruled today that if a company isolates human genes, they can't patent it. And because if they patent it, that's something that's naturally occurring. If they make something synthetic, and if they recreate something synthetic as a model of a gene and test that, that you could patent. So this was kind of a defeat for Myriad Genetics. Now, Myriad Genetics is the one that gets credit for isolating the BRCA1 and the BRCA2 genes back in the 90s. By the year 2000s, people had been able to test. It was multiple thousands of dollars. Still is. A little cheaper now, but still expensive to be able to test if they have the gene mutation. This is exactly what Angelina Jolie did, where she did the gene mutation. She had it evaluated and then realized that she carried the BRCA1 gene mutation, wanted to then get a mastectomy to avoid breast cancer. BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations can affect men and women alike in terms of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, etc. All right. The court said the DNA molecules engineered by man, all right, called cDNAs, those are eligible for patents. But Myriad, according to Justice Clarence Thomas, didn't create anything. All right. And this was a unanimous court decision. Okay. He said to be sure it found an important and useful gene, but separating that gene from its surrounding medical genetic material is not an act of invention. Synthetic cDNA does not seem to present the same obstacles to patentability as naturally occurring isolated DNA segments, according to Judge Thomas. Myriad acknowledged the court's ruling that five of its claims covering isolated DNA were not patent eligible, but Myriad has more than 500 valid and enforceable claims in 24 different patents, conferring strong patent protection for its BRCA analysis test. So they do have some protection, but not all of it. Now, what does this mean for you and me? Well, for us, the good news, all right, and there's bad news, but the good news is now other companies, okay, could be able to now compete with these companies for this type of evaluation, and then maybe the BRCA gene analysis test or a similar test could possibly be cheaper because now we have some free market capitalism going on. Right, as opposed to it being monopolized by Myriad. The bad news is, though, is Myriad spent millions upon millions of dollars doing this research. If a company does this research, and then they aren't allowed to patent part of it, such that somebody can piggyback off of all those years and dollars spent, and then be able to benefit, there's not going to be a lot of incentive for the first company to even start doing the work. That makes me nervous. Okay, biotech companies, all right, want to be able to jump on this, and that's going to help us short term, because hopefully these biotech companies will start patenting tests, some of the gene tests and some of the work already done by some of these companies will now be able to be used by them to make tests, all right, but, okay, in the long term, all right, we're going to probably be hard pressed to find another company to go through all that research and all that dough unless they are able to gain something out of it. Now, some people can say, well, wait a second. Dr. Dahlia, I don't get this. All right, they made money already. How much more money did they need to make? You hire a researcher to do the research. He does the research. He gets paid very well for that research. Now go and research something else and let everybody else take from that. But you see, the research, again, the dollars you get from the research isn't usually enough. Where you make the money, the incentive to research something is the money you could make on the subsequent tests and the subsequent applications of that research. For example, the scientists that figured out how to allow caffeine to be released from a toothbrush, okay? I don't know how much money he made. Did he make $60,000 a year? Did he get a grant for $50,000 and get that $50,000? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know who came up with that. But the company that's going to now be selling caffeine-charged toothbrushes, they're going to be making millions, possibly later billions, because people want their caffeine jolt when they brush their teeth. And a lot of the dentists and the people in the medical community aren't fighting this one either. Even though I'm a little nervous about caffeine boluses, you're going to have people running to their toothbrushes. I mean, you know how many people skip brushing their teeth? Imagine. Now, you'll have to have the caffeinated toothbrushes and the non-caffeinated toothbrushes, and we're going to want to make sure that people don't skip brushing their teeth at night because they're afraid they only have the caffeine toothbrushes. But still, all right, this is going to be huge, caffeinated toothbrushes. Already caffeinated gum is creating huge buzz. So why would a researcher not want to be involved in the money-making process? And why would they want competition to make money off of somebody, something that they figured out? There has to be some incentive for somebody to create these types of gene tests, okay? And if a company can, like, for example, generic companies. Generic companies have it, oh my gosh, generic pharmaceutical companies have it easy. So, a pharmaceutical company like Pfizer, Merck, etc., have to spend all the money, take on all the risk, take on all the liability to research a drug, develop a drug, patent the drug, test the drug, market the drug. They lose their patent, and it goes generic. These generic companies are now benefiting from Lipitor. Yeah, they got to do, you know, put some work into making the generic medicine, but the generic companies can't get sued because they're not the ones that did the study. The generic companies don't even have to market. It's Lipitor generic. All the marketing has been done. It's already done. Yeah, they have to compete with other generic companies and all that. I get that. But you see what I mean? All right? That's why these pharmaceutical companies that are getting nailed by Obamacare. All right? True. Once the genetics come into play, it saves us money. Just like once these biotech companies come into play, it's going to save us money. It's a good thing for us. But in the short term, but in the long term, if pharmaceutical companies can't keep their patent long enough to make it worth it, they're going to not want to research certain medicines that they won't be able to benefit financially from. And we're already seeing companies very blatantly admit they're not going to continue research on certain drugs. Because of that, that's the problem with the system. As we're going to socialized medicine, okay, we want everything on the same playing field. Socialized medicine does not want capitalism. It does not want supply and demand. It does not want creative marketing. All right, and yes, that'll drive down costs, but who is going to be at the forefront of making all these goodies? Generic companies can't. They won't. Who has the money? So this was an interesting ruling, a completely understandable one. Okay, you can't patent something that occurs naturally in nature. But we'll see how this plays out. Okay? Sometimes profit is good. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And y'all be safe. God bless.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.